This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is openly urging foreign governments to investigate his political rivals, doubling down on action that is already the subject of an impeachment inquiry. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
Answering questions from reporters on Thursday morning, Trump was asked what favor exactly he desired from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during a July 25th telephone call.
They should investigate the Bidens.
And he is also calling for China to conduct a similar investigation, alleging, without providing evidence, the former vice president and his son scammed the two countries. Trump faces an impeachment inquiry, which centers on a whistleblower complaint that the president abused his power by soliciting interference in next year's election from a foreign country, namely Ukraine. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Meanwhile, as AP's Tim McGuire reports, the diplomat at the center of the Trump inquiry says he warned Ukraine.
Former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, met in private for hours Thursday with members of House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. California Democrat Eric Swalwell says they heard and saw a lot about the effort to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden and his son, Hunter.
We saw further evidence that there was a shadow shakedown going on.
North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says Volker was asked the same question maybe 20 times about Trump making promises to Ukraine's president in exchange for dirt on the Bidens.
What we do know is there was definitely no quid pro quo.
Meadows also wants a transcript of Volker's interview made public. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The United States and UK have signed an agreement under a controversial new U.S. law that will allow law enforcement agencies to force tech companies to turn over electric communications for use in criminal investigations, regardless of which country the data was stored. This is VOA News. At least 27 people were killed, hundreds injured, following anti-government protests this week in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, and other cities. VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
A few hundred protesters defied a government curfew Thursday on the streets of Baghdad as security forces fired tear gas and warning shots above the crowd.
Even with the curfew, I swear to God, we will not retreat. We are demanding our simplest rights.
Those rights remain ill-defined, but the protests are rooted in Iraq's stuttering economy and weak government. Many demonstrators cite a lack of jobs and basic services. Iraqi forces declared victory over the Islamic State in 2017 after recapturing the city of Mosul from the terror group. 2 years on, there is frustration at the lack of progress. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
It is the next assumed phase of negotiations between the U.S. and the Taliban to end the United States' longest-running war. Delegates from both parties are said to be resuming bilateral talks soon. The announcement was made by Pakistan's foreign minister, but so far, President Donald Trump seems noncommittal. The president abruptly canceled the Afghan peace process on September 7th, citing continued Taliban attacks on civilian and American troops in Afghanistan. A Las Vegas law firm says that there is an agreement on a settlement between MGM Resorts International and victims of the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. The legal firm said that MGM has agreed to pay between $735 million and $800 million to victims of the 2017 shooting that killed 58 people and injured hundreds. The law firm, which represented 2,500 victims, claims said that the final amount of the settlement with MGM depends on the actual number of claimants. President Donald Trump says that he's signing an executive order to beef up Medicare programs.
I'll provide Medicare Advantage plans with new tools and options, and it'll help Medicare beneficiaries gain faster access to the very latest and greatest medical devices and therapies. My order also pursues reductions in the unnecessary regulations that you don't need, you don't want to see, that never come into effect, and that cost a lot of money, enabling doctors and nurses to spend less time on paperwork and more time with their patients.
Trump made the announcement during a meeting with seniors in the state of Florida. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.